It's time for our monthly catch-up with British Blind Sport, and today we are chatting with their chief executive, Elena McGregor, and we're going to be hearing a bit more about the IBSA Games, Elena, which are imminent.
Imminent indeed. It's less than a month. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. I'm so scared, overwhelmed, excited, just so much to do. And it's a countdown now for sure.
It's taken a while to put this together. It is a big event. What about the numbers then? I mean, how many countries, how many athletes and so on are we expecting?
Well, at the moment, in total, we've got 2,283 representatives. So that's around about, just under 1,400 athletes, and then just under 900 support staff, officials, etc., going to be at the Games from 70 countries.
These are the world's biggest games when it comes to blind and partially sighted athletes. It's going to be great to have these, the Paralympic qualifiers as well. That's going to be incredibly competitive.
Yes, definitely. We've got Paris 2024, obviously next year, and this is an opportunity for blind football, goalball and judo to really be able to get a slot in those games next year. So, yeah, it's quite big for all of those sports for us. Just on the number of athletes, we've got a GB team at the moment of 114 athletes. You know, we've got a good sized team to represent our country. And I think it's really important that we get in a position whereby we go out there and hopefully qualify for Paris.
Lots of fantastic events for people to come along and to see. Well, we'll talk about the tickets in just a moment. But, you know, there's not just the games and the events taking place here. There's going to be sort of the activation zone. There's going to be stands with different organisations coming along. So, you know, even if you're not a huge sport fan, there's a lot that people can get from this. And even maybe, I don't know, get an interest in a sport or an activity themselves.
Absolutely. There are many ways that people, as we call it, consume sport. You know, I'm not somebody who's particularly sporty, but I love watching sport. I can see the benefits of sport. And this is an event at an elite level from across the world. But, you know, we are running the British Blind Sport Activation Zone, which is really come and have a go in the first week of the Games. There'll be lots of different sports people can try. And British Blind Sport is ultimately a grassroots organisation. You know, you don't get these elite athletes unless they've tried it out somewhere, and some of the biggest athletes in our country, you know, Noel Thatcher, Libby Clegg, they often say, "I started my career on a have a go day with British Blind Sport," and that's amazing. And that's why we felt it was important that at the Games, whether you're going to watch the sports or not, just come along and try a sport out and see what's right for you. Because being active, being sporty, should I say, is actually, to me, I think it's about being healthy, being sociable, being more confident. You know, sport often has the word competitiveness next to it. Just compete with yourself. Make it that you have a healthier lifestyle, and sport can often be the opener for that.
I mean, this is a huge event globally, but, you know, for British Blind Sport, you guys were, you know, instrumental in bringing the Games to the UK. But there's so much else that British Blind Sport does, and you have, you know, things like the Have a Go Days where people can come along and try these kind of things. And, you know, what I find great about this is not just a case of come along and try it, but, you know, if you like it, then you guys are there to help find, you know, clubs, organisations, individuals who can help you continue with that activity.
Yeah, absolutely. We often are able to signpost people to things, but we are working very closely with the lead sponsor, the RNIB, on a project called See Sport Differently. And there is a mechanism within that program to be able to identify a sport that is in your local area. So this isn't just about people from Birmingham coming to have a go and finding their clubs. You can come from anywhere in the country, come and enjoy the games, have a go, and then we can identify what's right for you wherever you live. And that's, you know, that's part and parcel of enjoying and consuming sport, isn't it? You know, you don't want to go out and have a nice day and then say, "Oh, that was great, I'll wait for another year to go by," because what you really want to do is be able to say, "I loved this, where can I pick this up local to me?" And a big part of what we do is try and encourage that and try and enable that for people.
And we're talking about participation here, but, you know, spectating is part of it as well. You know, you may enjoy coming along and watching some of the sports as well. And, you know, people can do that at the IBSA Games. There's a lot of free events they can come along to, and they can watch a lot of sports as well. There are some ticketed events for the big tick box ones as well, and they're on sale now.
They are on sale now, and you're absolutely right. There is many of the sports. There's 10 sports in total, and the para qualifying sports are the ones which are ticketed. But bear in mind, there's other sports that many people won't have watched or seen before. There's things like showdown, archery, and, you know, that's free. You can just get your ticket, turn up, ticket the free tickets that can take you to that. So, for example, you might really love football. So buy a morning ticket, go and watch the football pre-qualifiers, and then spend the afternoon going to look at another host of sports. And you're right, there's, you know, we're trying to make this event as inclusive as possible. And many of the sports have got commentary, they've got audio description. So you turn up and enjoy a day out. It's a really good thing to do.
Now, if people would like more information then, Elena, on the games, you know, what's going to be there, maybe they're interested in the tickets as well, how do they do that?
So they can go to the website. There's a specific website for the games. It's IBSA Games, and that's IBSA, IBSAGames2023.co.uk/tickets. And also on that site, you'll find the sports schedule. So have a look, see which day suits you and your family, and we hope to see you there.
Indeed. And if people want to learn more about British blind sport, you know, maybe some of the have a go days, or just get in touch to find out what else you got going on, how do they do that?
They go to our website, which is britishblindsport.org.uk, or call 01926 424247, and a member of the team will help you.
Looking forward to the games, Elena. We will be there, of course, broadcasting from the IBSA Games this year with more information on that. But for the moment, Elena, thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
No problem. And so excited to see you there, Alan. I'll see you, and we can sit and have a cup of tea together and have a chat and talk about what great event it's going to be.
I thought for a minute you were going to say we could get on a judo mat and throw each other about. I'm so glad.
Yeah, I'm so not going to do that. Like I said, I consume sport by watching.